Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for all things Chamber of Commerce, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And I got a plug. We have teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club in lieu of a business after hours. Boys and Girls Club with wearing masks and everything. We just thought it'd be better off to back off of that. And we are going to do a toy drive. So right now through the 17th of December, you can drop off new or gently used toys, is what I'm told, at the Chamber of Commerce, 2301 Main, right across from the high school, or Boys and Girls Club, just north of the fairgrounds. So that's going on again until December 17th. And for all things Young Professionals of Durango, Liz Demko, president of the YPOD board, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. How are you?
You know, I'm just dandy. Tis the season, right?
Tis the season.
And you guys have been busy.
Yeah, we have.
YPODs, what does that stand for?
Young Professionals of Durango.
All right. And the YPODs, I always say, Rita, former chamber manager, gave birth to the YPODs roughly a couple of years after I started there. So I'm going to say back in 08, 09, something like that.
Wow.
And YPODs, Young Professionals of Durango, as you mentioned. And you guys kind of, you know, get out and do a lot of things. As I know it, I could ask you the three-legged stool approach. Philanthropic, but I won't. I'll save you. Philanthropic, educational, and social.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the mission statement of YPODs.
Yes, definitely.
And how long have you been a YPOD?
Oh, gosh. I have been for about 4 years now, I think.
Yeah?
So ever since I moved here.
You started at age 15.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So the YPOD, I should say, target 20 to 40-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I always say, though, even if you're an OPOD, old professional of Durango like me, you don't cart at the door.
Right.
So pretty much anybody can kind of come and check out your events.
Yeah, we would love for anyone to come out, especially if you're new to the area. You know, if you want to make some connections and make some friends, YPODs is perfect for that.
Yeah, and I know the YPODs too. If you're already, let's say you work for a company or your company that you own is already a chamber member, it's only like $25 a year.
Yeah.
Very affordable.
It's a steal. Yeah.
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 Wow. And you guys, I know, shifted lunches with leaders to after hours with leaders.
We did.
And recently you had, was it Chip Lyle?
We had Chip Lyle. It was awesome.
Yeah? What'd Chip have to say? He's the owner of El Rancho as well as other entrepreneurial adventures.
Yeah, I believe three other businesses. Chip was awesome. Little did a lot of us know that he has a huge tech background.
Yeah.
So he's a techie.
Uh-huh.
So I shouldn't say this. Call him up if you have questions. Just kidding.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, wow. I did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
I do know his his brother helped me with my old disc jockey business, Ico Ico Sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're very talented over there, those Lyles.
The Lyle brothers. But so you have the leaders after hours. Excuse me here. Hold on a second. Okay. Had to clear my throat. Anyway, so you've got those guys, and then you're also going to be hosting your holiday party.
Yes, we are so excited. It's going to be December 10th, so next Friday.
We're pre-recording this, so Friday.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep, December 10th, we're going to have it at the Powerhouse Museum.
Uh-huh.
We're super excited. It's been a really big event for us every year. Would you like me to give a little info about it?
No, we're done.
Okay.
No.
Like I said, December 10th, it starts at 6 p.m. and goes till 9. If you are a member, we are trying to do and also if you're a non-member too, we're trying to like get you pre-registered so you can save money.
Uh-huh.
And then also you get an extra drink ticket if you order now.
Okay.
So $10 for members if you register online, $15 for non-members if you register online. You can go to the Chamber website on the event section to register, or you can just go to our Facebook page, which is Young Professionals of Durango. We have the link there to register. So,
and the Chamber website, for those of you who don't know, the Chamber website is DurangoBusiness.org. Mm-hmm. And then just go to the programs and it'll be right there. Or click on programs, events, the calendar pops up, and right. there's the link.
Yeah. And you have to, if you want to get that extra drink ticket and that really great price, you have to register by December 6th. But what's fun, we're going to have DJ. We're going to have our theme is holiday movies. So
holiday
we're going to,
okay.
yeah. So we're going to give out a gift card for best dressed. So come best dressed.
So, you know, one year I know it was vacation, Christmas vacation, and I was Clark.
Right.
Yeah. And I wore the sweater and I pinned a squirrel on my back.
I was there for that. And yeah. I remember that.
That was fun. You know, it was a good time. But you can come in as any. So you could be the Grinch.
Yeah, you can be anything.
You could be any. Yeah. You could be Rudolph. You could be, gosh, what else?
The Mean Girls from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
I mean, anything. Yeah.
How fun.
I know. There's some good stuff. And then we're doing Asian fusion. So that's kind of the food options that we're doing. And
very cool.
We're going to have games. And it's just going to be a really good time. So.
And the $10, or how much is it? $10 in advance.
$10 for members. Yeah.
And you get a drink ticket and an extra one if you register early.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So bring your friends too. And you can pay at the door if you can't pre-register and you're not sure. But, you know, if you want to save some money and get an extra drink, pre-register.
And again, you just go to DurangoBusiness.org or Young Professionals of Durango on your Facebook page and get registered. And then so food and drink and then like a costume contest will be going on. And again, this all happens when?
December 10th. It's going to be a Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
6 to 9 at the Powerhouse.
At the Powerhouse,
Just kind of right down the hill from Burger King.
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you, what do you like about being a YPOD?
Mm.
And you did get YPOD of the Year award last year.
I did.
Yeah. Congrats again.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what's been a good part about being a YPOD?
Oh, my gosh. I will just say that some of my best friends are on the YPOD board. So, and just within that, just meeting all these new people who have moved to the area or people who have lived here for a long time but want to get connected. I mean, honestly, it's a really great group of people, and I feel so blessed to be able to have these friendships and connections.
And,
and
I'm curious, were you friends before you got on YPODs or became friends after joining YPODs or a combination of the two?
After joining YPODs.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because, you know, you get close to the people on the board because we talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then just doing all the events because we host a lot of events. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, 4 to 5 a month, essentially.
Wow.
So that's a lot. So you're seeing a lot of the same people, but then you're seeing new people come in, too. So, you know, you really, you know, get those connections within the community with those people. Yeah.
And I would think the nice part, too, is that they're peers that are your age, not old folks like me that, you know, you're just kind of going to go, wow, what's that old guy doing here or whatever? Because it is. It's very important to get to know people in your own age category, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that are at the same, you know, whether starting a family or they're just starting, you know, moved here, as you mentioned earlier. So that's kind of what YPODs does.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't discriminate against the old people, you know, because essentially I'm old in my heart. So, you know. Come on. If you want to check it out and you're any age, you can come by. We don't discriminate.
Oh, yeah. You know, anybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even you, Jack.
Even me. You know, I always joke and say, I am the chamber director. I'm not the dirty old man at the bar. So I am supposed to be here and I can hang out. And in all seriousness, though, I've gone to a few of the, you know, the after lunches with leaders, now the after hours with leaders. And I learned so much by attending those and just being able to sit in and hear what other professionals have done in their careers.
Yeah.
That's always amazing to me because, you know, like Dr. Youssef one time or, you know, a former city manager or whatever. And you hear what they've gone through to get to where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, you know, because we have people who are, you know who they are, but you don't know their story.
Right.
So that's why, you know, Leaders After Hours is really great. And and all of our social events, too, are really fun, too.
Yeah. So I'm curious, going back to your, the almost said Halloween, the Christmas holiday party. Wow. What, coming up on from 6 to 9 at the Powerhouse on December 10th.
Right.
A DJ. Do you know who the DJ is? Being a former DJ myself.
It's a friend of a friend. He used to do the underground back when
when the Irish Embassy was there.
Yes. And we have our sponsor, TBK Bank. Can't forget about them. They're awesome. They've supported us a lot throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to TBK Bank for sponsoring, being the main sponsor for our events.
Right. Yeah. And then also I was going to, point out one more time, if you just tune in, I'm talking with Liz Demko with the Young Professionals of Durango, also known as the YPODs. And the Chamber has teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club this month, doing a toy drive through the 17th. So if you have a new toy or gently used toy you like to drop off, we will make sure that it gets distributed to those in need. And those can be dropped off at the Chamber building or up at the Boys and Girls Club. And what else, YPODs? I mean, you guys, I know you do a river cleanup in the late summer. I know YPODs come out and help with our downtown clean day. You guys are always helping clean up the Durango area. Yeah. What other things do you guys have that you've really enjoyed?
Well, last year during COVID, we created, it's just a different way to get into the community. We joined the rec league for volleyball.
Oh, fun.
And for kickball. So you talk about YPOD, we were considered old pod because we all got injured. But we had a great time. But either way, it was kind of a different way to get into the community, with COVID, it was really hard to get involved, but we did our best to do that. And we did a bunch of philanthropic stuff, food drives.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Didn't you win the kickball league or something?
We did. We were undefeated. And then also volleyball too. So, we are a force to be reckoned with, us young professionals of Durango.
Yeah.
And people, and they ask, who are you guys? We're like young professionals of Durango. So we got to keep it together,
Yeah. So you won both those leagues.
We did. Yeah.
How fun. Mm-hmm. And just another way to build friendships.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Definitely. Because now we're getting to know the rec league community and get to know those people, which they're all great people,
Yeah. Now, I interrupted you when you I interrupted that you guys have won the league. You started to say something else, but you probably completely – we're talking about the Christmas party and then
– Oh, I think I was just going to say, we did some food drives. Maybe that's
– right.
The
toy drive last year, and you did that as well. Mm-hmm. And again, just I think what I really am impressed with the YPODs is that you're already seeing the importance of paying it forward and helping those in need with a lot of different things that you've done.
Yeah, we try. It's been a tough, year and a half now?
It's been like 20 years, I think. I've lost all track of time. And then along that same line, if someone's interested in learning more about the YPODs or signing up for the Christmas party on the 10th again, where do they go?
They go to our Young Professionals of Durango Facebook page, or they can go to the Chamber website, and it's under the events section. Mm-hmm. I know you guys just changed your website, so on there yet.
Been trying to navigate it today, and I'm trying to learn, but durangobusiness.org.
Okay.
Yep. It's all right.
Perfect.
There.
Yeah, so those are the two places to go. And if I can add in a thing, we are looking for board members for 2022. So if you think that you can contribute to our community and help us out as a board, we are looking for board members. And you can find all the info on the website as well, Durango Chamber website, under the YPOD section.
Nice.
Or you can reach out to me or anyone on our board. Yeah.
And you're always looking for, to bring in new people, and it's a great way to get introduced to what it's like to be on a board of directors, and which I highly encourage everybody to do, because again, it's just paying it forward and helping out the community. And and if you're a young professional between the ages of 20 and 40, and you're working at a business that is already a chamber member, it's only $25 a year.
Yeah.
Or if you're you just want to join, and as an individual, I think it's $100 a year, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's around that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, give me a call. We may have some scholarship opportunities. Ooh. I'll throw that out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always giving stuff away. Giving the deals.
Yeah, you guys do a lot for us at the Chamber. We really appreciate it. And I, personally, again, thank you for jumping in. You kind of took it all on during the COVID craziness and kept the organization going.
Thank you. I'm so passionate about YPODs, and it was a great way for me to meet people in the area and to get connected within the community. So I highly recommend it to anyone.
Yep. And you're going to be past president. So will you just be staying on the board?
I'll be considered, past president in 2022. So I'll still be on the board, but maybe not as talkative. I don't know.
You'll sit back and be an advisor.
An advisor. There you go.
We'll make that official title. All right. When's your Christmas party again?
It is December 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Powerhouse Museum.
And you can go to DurangoBusiness.org and register and get an extra drink ticket pre-registration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or to the YPOD Facebook page.
Yeah.
Which is Young Professionals of Durango on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
All right. See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Wasn't bad at all.
All right. Well, we're out of time.
Aw, really?
Yep. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. We'll send it back to the studios. Have a great day.
Bye.